There's a mosque under construction in the French Mediterranean port city of Marseille. The cornerstone's already been laid, but the project is far from being accepted by everyone. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, the controversy reflects the deeper tensions simmering beneath the city's surface.
An accordion player serenades tourists dining at outdoor cafes along Marseille's old port, France's oldest and second largest city, founded by Phoenician sailors in 600 BC, has absorbed waves of immigrants throughout its history and today is a melting pot of cultures. Stéphane Ravier's mother came here from Italy in the 1930s.
Bienvenue à Marseille et puis bon courage.
Today, the 41-year-old Ravier works for France Telecom. He's also a member of the right-wing political party, the National Front. Ravier says his grandparents gave their children French names so they could better assimilate. But, he says, Marseille's newest immigrants, Muslims from North Africa, do not make the same effort to fit in.
It's no longer about mixing populations so they can live together. We French are being replaced by another people, in their culture, religion, and way of life. The wave of immigration has been so huge in the last 20 years that we are being submerged.
As he rides his motorcycle through Marseille's traffic-choked streets, Ravier points out halal butchers, Islamic schools, and many women wearing headscarves, and even the all-encompassing Muslim veil known as the burqa. Ravier calls the newly planned mosque the straw that will break the camel's back, and that's why the National Front is trying to block its construction in court. Most of Marseille's 70 mosques are small and makeshift, operating out of garages and storefronts. This one near the city center is so packed during Friday prayers that the faithful flow out into the street to pray on flattened cardboard boxes. The new mosque, with room for 7,000 worshippers, is meant to change all that. Despite opposition from the far right, the mayor and a majority of the city's non-Muslims support the mosque, says local journalist Etienne Baudu.
It's not normal to pray in streets. And in Marseille, Muslims need a big mosque, a big one, like in Paris, like in Lyon. The problem with these street mosques is that Muslims, they feel rejected.
At the site of Marseille's future Grande Mosquée, a group of elderly men is playing a game of boules. The faces of the Frenchmen, who are Catholic and Jewish, are deeply tanned and wrinkled, attesting to a lifetime spent here under the Mediterranean sun. They say they are against the mosque, but their objections seem to be about more than religion. Most of Marseille's Muslims are from Algeria, a part of France until 1962, and the scars from colonization, the War of Independence, and the forced repatriation of a million Algerian-born French, known as Pieds Noirs, have not completely healed. 67-year-old René Gabila says he understands why the Algerians wanted their independence, but he says he wants to know why they are now invading France.
Ce sont des gens qui vivent totalement, ils ne veulent pas s'intégrer.
They come here, and then they live in their own world. They absolutely do not want to integrate. Look at these crazy burqas and things like that. How can we be expected to love them?
Today, at least a quarter of Marseille's million inhabitants are thought to be Muslim. 39-year-old Omar Jalil was born in France of Algerian parents. Jalil sits in a cafe where the Arab language news channel Al Jazeera plays in the background. He talks about the barriers for Muslims in France.
Pourquoi on veut pas s'intégrer? Parce qu'il y a pas d'acceptation en face.
They say we don't want to integrate, but it's not true. We speak French. We try to be French, but they don't accept us. We're stuck in ghettos with poor schools. We can't create a Muslim elite. It's a little like how black Americans must have lived in 1930s Mississippi.
Jalil says that, like him, many young Muslims are now rejecting their French identity and turning, he says, toward the values and religion of their countries of origin. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Marseille.